told you I was going to say a little bit more about our God versus their gods. Well, go back to Exodus for a short while and just recall those different plagues that came on Israel, I'm sorry, Egypt, as Pharaoh and his stubbornness refused to let God's people leave Egypt so that they could go worship him. Aaron throwing down his staff becoming a snake. The Egyptians throwing down their staffs becoming snakes. But Aaron's staff swallowing up all their staffs. Here's the thing. The Pharaoh's Egyptian magicians had their staffs become snakes through their secret arts, which has ties with demons, evil spirits that a lot of people call gods. They called them gods way back then, and a lot of people prefer to refer to evil spirits, demons, as gods even today. And they know that these demons have powers. They really do have power. Don't you believe it when you hear people say the devil doesn't have any power? Yes, he does. He does still have power. Remember what he did to Job? Yes, he does still have power. The plague of blood. The plague of frogs. Remember all those frogs that came up on the land? Hard-headed Pharaoh still wouldn't let the people go. God teaching them a lesson. The plague of gnats. The flies. The plague on the livestock. The boils. The hail. The locusts. All of these events were tied to gods or demons, evil spirits that the Egyptians worshipped. And by sending the hail, by sending the locusts, by sending the flies, the gnats, etc., God was challenging the gods of the Egyptians. Their gods should have had the power to make those creatures come, the gnats, the flies, etc. Their gods should have had the power and the authority to make those creatures come and to make them leave. Once God sent those creatures to dog the Egyptians, they stayed there and dogged the Egyptians until God said, "Now leave." And every time, the Pharaoh knew it was the Almighty God making them leave, because they did not leave until he had another conversation with Moses, and Moses let him know, "I'll pray to my God." And it was only after Moses prayed to the Almighty God, his God, and God gave command of one sort or another that those creatures were through, whether they left or whether they died. The plague of locusts. All this had tie-in to demons. And so this was truly a grand battle. The demons, so-called gods, worshipped by the Egyptians against the Almighty God. And the Almighty God won. And so even today, you need to realize this, ladies and gentlemen, even today, there are many, many people who are fully aware of the presence and the activity of evil spirits, demons, that people to this day often refer to as gods. And they are fully aware of the fact that they can call on those demons to fight against people, whether they be people of God or not people of God. They'll get those demons to fight against each other. But they especially want those demons to fight against the people of God. And so very often, epic battles are ensuing that we're not aware of. We need to be aware of the fact that, as Paul said, the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. And after you have done all that you can, stand. And he told us we need to be ready to stand against the wiles, the clever schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, authorities, powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, to stand. The beauty of this is, as you read the rest of Ephesians chapter 6, and you read about the belt of truth buckled around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place. By the way, I'm not going to talk about all these pieces of armor, but I do want to mention the breastplate of righteousness. Very often we hear it taught that the breastplate covered the chest, the heart, so that it could not be injured. But there was no covering, there was no protection for the back, because a soldier of God is not ever to be caught running away, turning their back to the enemy. Well, I definitely understand where the people come from when they mention that, but that teaching is not correct. Let me share with you this truth. Remember, Paul was writing in the days when the Roman Empire was strong. And they were strong through military might, primarily. Think about the uniforms that you saw Roman soldiers wearing. Roman soldiers and other soldiers, Greek soldiers, you name it, usually had something that was covering not only their front, not just their chest, but stomach too. But you think about how you would see them. They would have something also covering their backs. And as it turns out, the breastplate, the name can be a bit tricky. It can be a bit misleading, because you hear breastplate, and we know that the breast is in the front of the body. And we would assume that that means this piece of, this article of the armor only covers the front of the body, but no, the breastplate actually covered the entire torso, front and back, because the back also had to be protected. Think about the fact that these people were often fighting up close, hand to hand, with swords, with short daggers. You could easily end up with someone coming up from behind you, even if you were not trying to run from them. And so your back had to be protected as well as your front. And so God's armor protects us from head to toe. That's why we're wearing the helmet. We're wearing the breastplate that covers all the torso. They had pieces of armor, the feet shod, that covered not only the feet, but parts of the calves of the legs. So God's covering us with armor, big time. Now, I say that to say this. We will have to do our part to fight our battles that come our way. But the beauty of it is, we're not fighting on our own. God is there, and we need to trust our God to give us the victory, the same way other people trust their gods to give them the victories. Very often in Old Testament days, when you had armies fighting against armies, the nations that these armies came from worshipped demons. They worshipped gods. And they counted on their gods to fight for them. They were going to do their fighting with their swords and whatever else they had to fight with, but they expected their demons to be engaged as well to make sure they gained the victory. Well, guess what? God wants us to be sure that we are engaging him so that he gives us the victory over the demons and the people who are warring against us. Power, that's what we're talking about. Be back in a few minutes.